Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The New England Patriots are heading to the Super Bowl. They came from behind to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-20 in Foxborough yesterday, and they won the AFC Championship game. And they did it with quarterback Tom Brady dealing with an injured hand. It was later revealed that he had 12 stitches in his thumb after a collision in practice last week. Joining us with more on yesterday's win and a look ahead to a matchup with the Eagles in Super Bowl 52 is WBUR's Shira Springer. Morning, Shira.
Good morning, Deb.
So Brady threw his two touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. Both were caught by Danny Amendola. And aside from Brady, is it fair to say that Amendola's play was really the key to the victory?
Yeah, he finished the game with 7 receptions for 84 yards and those two touchdowns. And one of those touchdowns was the go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter. And it was just this amazing sort of typical Amendola catch, outstretched, going high, and then just lands with both feet in the end zone. And he's become really a favorite target of Tom Brady's, particularly during the playoffs. And this is what Amendola said about why he's been so successful.
It's a lot about preparation and circumstance and opportunity and being ready and no fear. Just get out there and get it done, man.
And Amendola became even more critical to the Patriots' offensive plans in the AFC Championship game because Rob Gronkowski left the game due to a concussion late in the first half, and he didn't return.
Mm. And so do we know if Gronkowski will be back for the Super Bowl?
Well, he's in the concussion protocol, the NFL's concussion protocol right now. It's uncertain. Nobody knows how long head injuries, concussions take to heal. But the feeling around the Patriots is that he'll be back and ready for the Super Bowl.
So what about concerns about Brady's throwing because of the cut? Did Amendola appear to be concerned about that?
No, Amendola wasn't concerned. He sounded like he had complete confidence in Brady's ability to do what Brady needed to do, even though he thought the injury probably stressed Brady out a little bit, especially when it first happened on Wednesday. And after the game, Brady also talked about his injury. He called it a little injury, said he'd suffered far worse. But the fact that it was on his throwing hand made it a little bit more complicated to deal with. And on Wednesday, he also admitted that he wasn't quite sure if he was going to make it, you know, and be able to play in the AFC Championship game. But he gained confidence as the game got closer. He also said, you know, after the game, he was like, I don't want to say that this affected me because it sounds a bit arrogant. It's kind of like, and this was Brady's words, Tiger Woods saying that he had his C game or played his C game right when he won a tournament. Mm-hmm. So Brady stayed away from saying the injury affected him at all.
Let's talk about the mood at Gillette Stadium, because the Patriots entered the fourth quarter trailing. Now, you know, folks are no strangers to, you know, late game comebacks by Brady or the team, really. But what was it? What was the mood like there when the Patriots entered the fourth quarter trailing by 10 points?
Yeah, you could tell the crowd was a little bit deflated, sort of a low energy crowd, a little nervous. But there was also this anticipation that you could feel building in the stadium, because Brady, it's become so common for Brady to engineer fourth quarter comeback. So it was like they were waiting for it to happen. And sure enough, Brady does it again, and it was the 54th comeback of his career. So they had good reason to anticipate it.
Hmm. Now, as we said, the Patriots are headed back to the Super Bowl. So this is not new for Brady, but there are some players who've never been a part of this. Did you get a chance to talk to any of them?
Yeah, I did. One of those players was Rex Burkhead. He's a running back, and this will be his first time, and this is what he said about that.
You know, after the game, I was, you know, celebrating with guys. Didn't really know what to say to them. And it's like, hey, congrats, man. I know you've been here before, but it's my first time. So, you know, definitely excited.
Yeah, I can only imagine what an up-and-down week it's been for Burkhead, because he was the player who reportedly collided with Brady in practice and caused that cut to his hand. So he goes from sort of the GOAT in that respect to being able to play with the GOAT, Tom Brady, in the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks. So a couple big weeks ahead for the team, and then it's the big game.
All right. WBUR's Shira Springer, I'm sure we'll hear from you then. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.